Israel says Britain ignored warnings that Iran was targeting Jews, and now London has seen a stabbing attack in the heart of a Jewish neighbourhood. Government Minister Amichai Chikli tells me it was entirely predictable under Keir Starmer's weak leadership. You'll hear from him in a moment. This is Israel in 10, the Misgav Daily Brief, and here are your headlines. The US Central Command is preparing to brief President Trump on potential new strikes on Iran. According to Axios, the options include hitting key infrastructure targets to break the current deadlock in negotiations. Another proposal, taking control of parts of the Strait of Hormuz to keep global shipping lanes open. Oil prices have surged to a four-year high, and experts warn Iran could now be just 72 hours away from being forced to halt production. British police have officially declared yesterday's stabbing in London as a terrorist attack. Two men were injured and are recovering in hospital. The suspect, a 45-year-old British citizen who was born in Somalia, is now in custody. The attack is being linked to an Iranian-backed network that incites violence against Jewish targets across Europe. In response, the British government has announced a £25 million boost in security funding for synagogues, schools and community centres. Israel's chief of staff says there is no ceasefire in Lebanon, and events on the ground back that up. The IDF launched a new wave of airstrikes on Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon this morning. Hezbollah has claimed responsibility for a drone attack on northern Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has urged President Trump to hold off on negotiations with Lebanon until mid-May. Israeli officials warn the ongoing Hezbollah attacks undermine any chance of a deal. A second Hamas terrorist who was planning to attack Israeli troops in Gaza has been killed in an airstrike. It follows the elimination of a key coordinator of the October 7 attacks yesterday. Iyad Ahmed Shambari was killed in northern Gaza as he tried to attack IDF troops. Meanwhile, Hamas is pushing back against continued Israeli operations. According to the Saudi outlet Ashaq al-Ossat, it's demanding a full IDF withdrawal, rejecting any link between disarmament and reconstruction, and insisting on a role for Hamas in Gaza's political future. Before we get to today's conversation, a quick thank you to our sponsors. Susie and Carrie Fredman made today's episode possible. Now, here's Amichai Chikli. Another horrific anti-Semitic attack in the UK. What is your message to British Jews?
The current government in Britain, Keir Starmer's government, is one of the weakest governments worldwide. This is a politically correct, woke, progressive government that has done nothing to protect the Jewish community, nothing to counter radical Islamization, and have done nothing to fight terrorism. And we have warned Europe from this organization, Ashab al-Yamin, who is, as far as we know, is being directed from Iran. The methodology of this organization is to push incitement via social networks and to have a little bit like ISIS, young men that are watching this content, to grab a knife, grab a gun, or a Molotov cocktail and go and attack a Jewish synagogue or just a random Jewish person in the street. We've seen endless violent anti-Semitic content on social network in Britain. There is nothing that has been done to monitor this incitement on social networks. Therefore, there is unfortunately zero surprise from this horrific attack. We saw the harassment just last week when someone just went into a Jewish person in front of his home, attacked him, harassed him, say you are murderers of children. When you do nothing against this, people will grab a knife, will grab a gun, and will go to the next level.
Ironically, Jews today are safer in Eastern Europe than they are in Western Europe. And Israel has just lost a major ally in Viktor Orban. Do you regret endorsing him so fully?
No, we will not abandon one of our friends who share the same values, the views regarding the importance of nationalism, of tradition, of family, of community, of responsible immigration policies, Viktor Orban, stood with us in one of the darkest hours of the Jewish people and the state of Israel. And he was with us against the European Union and against the pro-Palestine, pro-Hamas demonstration in the streets of Hungary. There was a beautiful conference, the Zionist Congress for Youth. Roughly 300 youth who were supposed to go to Basel. But the city of Basel decided that she's banning young Jews because of the war, horrific decision. Then we had Budapest not just hosting the conference happily, but also sending a senior minister, Bokayanos, to be with us and to give a speak in the conference. Oh, this is the nature of a friendship. And this is all about human beings and values. We saw the polls of Orban. We knew that the situation is not good for Orban. We were, let's bet on the one who will win the election. No, we are sticking to the people that believe what we believe.
That is, are you worried Israel can't have a relationship with Hungary now that Peter Magyar is
no,
in charge?
No, I don't think that Magyar is a radical leftist or an enemy of Israel. We'll do everything we can to have good relationship with Hungary, with Magyar, and we wish him all the best. And then success for the people in Hungary. We had Budapest under Orban was maybe the safest European capital for Jews. You can go on the streets Shabbat morning with a yarmulke, with a talit, and this is no issue, no bizarre looks, no one will come and harass you. And can you imagine to do the same in Brussels or in London or in Amsterdam?
Let's talk about politics. The latest polls show that former Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's new party has a real shot at defeating Likud. Are you concerned that his party might draw right-wing voters who are really frustrated with the Haredi draft issue?
Every time when you have two leaders who are combining, they're having a press conference, and then you have a five-minute hype. After less than an hour, it's already went down. And we were leading again. Naftali Bennett has zero chance to win the elections. He's not a man of his word. I was with him in his party. We promised the voters that we will never establish a left-wing coalition, that we will never allow Lapid to be the prime minister. We promised not to sit with Meretz because they were saying that it's okay to accuse the IDF commanders in The Hague. Okay? Guess what? 5 minutes after he saw the prime minister chair and said, I will do whatever it takes to sit on that chair. He basically cheated and deceived.
That was before October 7th. A lot of people in Israel are really upset that the ultra-Orthodox are not serving in the army. Netanyahu hasn't got a hold on it.
The fact that we have the coalition with the Haredi parties, the ultra-Orthodox, is driven from the fact that the center and the center-right parties banned Netanyahu and banned the Likud. It's not a natural coalition. There is a cost because that is a coalition, okay? That is politics. Every single young man in Israel, Jews or Arab, need to serve. Some form of service, IDF, national service. Every single Israeli need to serve. We need to be equal in our rights and also equal in our duties. The exemption of this law was based on Benny Gantz, Minister of Defense. I said to Gantz, I'm not going to vote against it because this is really important. Now they're saying that this is a bad law. The law is not saying to the Orthodox, don't go into the army. That's not the case. We have an entire new brigade, the Hashmonaim Brigade. We didn't have the Hashmonaim Brigade in the previous government. Things are moving forward. When we have this debate and the Haredim are at the center and we hate the Haredim and we are against the Haredim, it brings the Haredim backwards. Okay? So I think that trying to have some sort of a consensus with the ultra-Orthodox parties on a law that will allow Haredim to join, it's not about forcing the Haredim. We want to force the ultra-Orthodox to go into the army. You think someone who was forced to go into the army will be a good soldier? It's a very long process. It's a cultural process, more than a political process. And we need to go step by step.
What about these talks that are going on about forming a breakaway Likud party?
There are many talks. We need to see tachlis, as we say in Hebrew. Let's see.
Would you be interested in joining them?
No. I'm in the Likud.
That's it. That's your Israel in 10. If you found this useful, subscribe using the link below. It takes a few seconds. And if you'd like to sponsor the show, do contact us at MizGavDailyBrief@gmail.com. Goodbye.